Let's start with the question that probably just about every Cal State student and parent wants to know, and that is with tuition. Will there be any tuition increases this fall or at any point during the upcoming academic year?
So, as you know, with the passage of Proposition 30, so we're very grateful to Californians for voting in favor of that. It allowed us to roll back our tuition increase that happened this past fall and the end of 2012, and it also means that we won't have to raise tuition during the 2013-14 academic year.
There are calls from just about every politician in Sacramento, it seems, to not raise tuition at all. Is that reasonable, given all the questions and uncertainty about state and federal funding, the sequestration, the potential economic recovery, whether it keeps going or stalls?
You know, we have some fixed costs that go up, energy costs, health insurance costs, running the facilities. We have to take care of employees. If we don't have good employees, which requires competitive salaries, then we won't be able to provide the courses for our students at the level at which they should be. So everybody wants high quality, and I think California and Californians need to realize that there's a cost associated with that. We actually went down $1 billion, with a B, $1 billion, and by the massive rise in tuition during that time, only recovered about $350 million. So we're still some $650 million in the hole where we were just 4 or 5 years ago, yet we're teaching some 60, 70,000 more students than we were then. So we are actually a very efficient, and I know there's expense, but it is low cost to students relative to the value. It is low cost to California relative to the value, and it's high quality.
Governor Brown's budget proposal involves some carrots and sticks with you and with the UC, and basically saying we can make some money available for you, but you need to freeze tuition, and you need to get your own fiscal houses in order administratively and also look at more efficient ways of providing education, such as online education. What do you make of the governor's budget?
Well, I think I'm very grateful to the governor because I think he's asked us to think differently about the future. You know, if you keep doing the same thing over and over and over again the same way and expect a different outcome, you know, there's all lots of definitions, but usually it's about being nuts or something to that extent. So I think the governor's expectation of us and our faculty's expectation of us and my expectation is let's be innovative. Let's not be afraid of trying things differently. We may not save a ton of money, but we may get more students in and through quicker. That'll be a very good use of resources.
UC gets impact on sequestration from its research, the research money that comes from the federal government. Any impact to the CSU?
Yes, we have several $100 million in research. We don't have the same size profile as the UC, but we have many of the campuses have lots of federally funded research, so that's at risk just as it is for the UC. We also have more students in financial need than any other system in California. 10 of our campuses have more Pell students on each of those 10 than the entire Ivy League combined. So we're serving the low-income, giving them a chance to move up the social ladder and to have a high-paying middle-class job. And so this is a big-ticket item for us.
And I don't know if I have a chance to ask you quickly about Sacramento State and your first impressions upon visiting Sac State.
I've had a fabulous visit here. I've been on campus 2 days and meeting with students and with faculty and with staff members and seeing the facilities. I've really felt the pulse of this campus, the pride that students and faculty and staff have. It's a beautiful campus. I sat down with a bunch of students sort of unannounced, and some live on campus, some live nearby, some commute from home. They love the atmosphere here, and they love to be able to go into the various buildings and sit down with colleagues and students and work on their program. So I've been very favorably impressed, and President Gonzalez has done a fabulous job as president here. He's a very accomplished administrator, and we're fortunate to have him.
All right. Thanks, Chancellor.
You're welcome.